Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Second date update.
Oh.
Shh, don't talk.
Oh.
There's a message here.
Turn it up. It's... Can you just tell us the message? My best friend?
Yeah.
What is this?
You're not getting this?
So bad.
It's a jam, first of all.
Why are you playing it from a record?
And I'm playing this old school song because we got a very special caller on the phone for a second date update. He's a proud single dad on the hunt for romance.
What does that have to do with the song?
This song is about the kid's best friend, his dad.
Oh, I thought it was about a dog.
No, oh my God.
His best friend.
I thought it was just two.
That's
besties.
Cuter.
Yeah. Way to kill like the vibe of the segment before we even started, because we got the single dad on the line right
cute.
Now,
okay.
Hoping to get a second date. His name is Gig.
Oh,
sorry, is that right?
Yeah, it's Gig.
Gig. Right, Gig.
That's a fun. Unique name.
Had you heard that song before, Gig?
Man, I have.
It's his ringtone.
Oh.
Gig, welcome to the daycare of love. Tell us about your dating life, bro.
Good description.
Awesome. Guys, thanks for having me, first off, man. This is a good time, man.
All right.
You got good vibes. That's sweet, Gig.
Awesome. Thank you.
What's going on? Did you meet somebody you liked?
Gosh, okay, let me tell you about it. Okay, so...
People, let me tell you about my
Stop
first
it, no.
day. Sorry, you started it, Jeff.
Who'd you meet recently?
I met Gabriella. I met her online.
Okay.
Ooh, nice name.
What initially attracted you to her?
So, I have two kids, right? Okay, and I'm a single
awesome.
Dad. I got 50-50 custody with them, but let me tell you, I'm a fun dad. You know, I like to do fun things with them. You know what
okay.
I mean? Like,
cool.
All the cool stuff.
Happy hour.
Yeah.
Cool dad.
No, I bet you just like take them out to do actual activities and stuff that they like, right?
Yes, exactly. And so when okay. I went out with Gabriella, right? I'm not a huge romantic dinner type of guy.
Uh-huh.
So I booked two tickets to the Children's Museum for our date.
The Children's
oh.
Museum?
Kids Museum.
Wait, did you bring your kids with you on the first
no,
date?
No. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Oh! I'm glad.
I was like, bro, what if she...
I was
gonna
curious. I'm like, do we have
stuff?
To pretend that's fun?
Yeah. I could have told you why she's not calling you
oh
back
my
if
God.
That was the case.
I think all of our expressions change at the same time.
Yeah.
Like,
Gig.
Okay. Well,
good
where,
one.
You're funny, man. Where did you yeah. really go with Gabriella?
So we went to dinner, and we did go-karts.
Oh, that's
okay.
fun.
Okay,
that
that's
fun.
A better tone.
Yeah. You know, we went to the outdoor track, mm-hmm. and because I've been there with my kids many times before, and let me tell you, it is a blast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's super fun. Did you go to those ones where you actually have to, like, wear a jumpsuit?
Oh, and, like, the helmets
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah.
Yes. It was, yes. Oh, okay, let me tell you this.
Oh, those are legit.
Yeah, this guy, he legitimately rolled out of his cart. The ambulance came.
Wait, what?
And it was a whole deal, guys. I'm telling you.
Why are you laughing?
Gosh, well,
like casual.
Okay, right?
Someone was severely injured while you were there?
Yeah, I mean, but he was good. He was good. They okay. came and they picked him up. He gave us a thumbs up from afar. He was like, wow. Yeah, he's good.
It's a broken thumb, but okay. yeah. it was a thumbs up.
It's like you're actually at a NASCAR race. Yeah.
yeah.
Was that a moment between you two?
Yeah.
yeah. So after that, after they, you know, cleared up that little scene, we finished our laps and we high-fived and we hugged, we jumped, we cheered. You know, we went across the street. We grabbed some food. It was cool, man. The thing is, though, the thing that I worry about most that's like it's keeping me up at night.
Yeah.
Is that I don't think I asked her enough questions.
Oh, you didn't.
You talked too much during the day.
I can see that.
That's what I think it is, you know, because during the day we felt the connection, you know.
Yeah.
There was such a strong connection that I wanted to share about my kids.
Oh, so you talked about your children a lot. Is she a mom?
She's not. No, she is not a mom. She does not have any kids. But, you know, she did say that she's open to the idea of dating someone with kids.
Okay.
Okay.
So we did get into that a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, I could see that regret. And you're a high-energy guy, and you're at a higher-energy place. Mm-hmm. Like, you're probably just amped up.
Yeah. You just nearly witnessed somebody die, like, right in front of you. So you're just trying to fill the awkwardness.
When you guys went to dinner, were you able to connect there?
Yeah, we did. We talked quite a bit, actually. But, you know, I wish I would have got to know her a little mm-hmm. bit more.
Okay. We have a whole lifetime to get to know them if this ends up working
there you
out.
Go.
So I wouldn't beat yourself up about it too much.
That's your kid's future mama. You're going to have a lot of time.
Yeah, so tell us about how the date ended.
We drove separate, right? And I walked her to her car, and we sat there for a moment, and I honestly thought she was going to kiss me on the lips. I thought I was going to close the deal right there.
Wow.
Really?
Yes, I'm telling you. It was something.
You can feel it, right?
Like I can tell you're around kids a lot because you even say it like a kid. Like, dude, a kiss. Like, on the lips.
A mouth kiss?
Like a real kiss.
Wow. Well, that's a grown-up.
If you were feeling it, how come you didn't go in for a kiss?
Oh, man, because I wanted her to do the first move. Okay. You know what I mean?
There you go, king. I like that.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
It probably didn't happen then. Yeah. So not really a king. It's kind of lame. Yeah.
What did happen?
I'm sad to say, she kissed me on the cheek. There's a little big peck on the cheek.
That's okay.
I've never heard this before, but is it possible to be a bad cheek kisser? Like, could your cheek have been a bad texture?
She kissed him.
That's
on
what
the
I'm
cheek.
Saying. Maybe his cheek was
too oily
just,
or
yeah.
something.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, I did come from the racetrack, so, you know, could have been dirty. I don't know.
Oh, okay. She kisses you dirty. And it's like...
Well, we're going to find out for sure. Let's come back. We'll call Gabriella, and we're going to ask her why she doesn't want to go out with an awesome single dad named Gabe.
I'm enjoying your energy, Gabe. I am.
Yeah.
It's Gabe.
Gabe.
She's enjoying you, not listening to a word you say.
Not enjoying him that much.
We're going to come back, refocus.
Whatever, Fig. Talk to you soon.
Second date update right after this.
Second date update.
We've been talking to a single dad named Gig. G-I-G.
I love the music intros this
it's
one.
Not a daycare, Jeffrey.
Well, I'm just playing the music that Gig would feel most comfortable hearing in his daily life.
He went on an adult daycare.
That's the thing. He's not getting a call back.
Sorry, I was singing in my head.
Everybody can relate. He's not getting a call back from his date, Gabriella, because they did a racetrack, restaurant, ended with some hot cheek-kissing action.
Oh.
And you could just tell from talking to him a little bit that he's a good guy.
Yeah. He's a fun guy.
He's
like
got a good heart.
He's and a fun dad.
I also want to say the other reason I'm personally pulling for you, Gig, is that he told us early on in the call he felt like he didn't ask his date, Gabriella, enough questions about herself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that takes a lot to admit that. Especially from a guy. Holding himself accountable for his own words.
It's mature.
I think even recognizing it is.
Yeah.
Totally. You know, like that's the...
So... Did you forget his name again? It's Gig. G-I-G.
I think Gig would love... I mean, I think Gabriella would love it.
Too many
G's.
Gosh.
A lot of G's. But Gig, you know what I'm saying. Like,
of course, for sure.
Yeah, and maybe she didn't feel that way. Maybe she didn't notice. But maybe there's something else terribly that went wrong and you don't know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I'm just, you know, that happens a lot on these. So I'm just trying to set him up.
See, the more Brooke
he's a positive
talks,
guy.
There's no way we're going to find out he's some awful, horrible person.
No, I just like to, you know, like set people up for the worst, hope for the best.
What we really need right now is some BGE.
What's
big
that?
Gig energy.
Ooh, I like
Ooh.
It.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Big Gig knows what that's about. Let's call Gabriella, see what she has to say. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Gabriella.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, my name is Jeff from a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning that you're on right now with the entire Brooke and Jeffrey crew.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay. Hi. Hey.
All right. It's kind of fun, right?
Yeah. We have something fun that we want to talk to you about. A date that you went on the other night with a guy named Gig.
Did you already talk to him? Or
I'm glad you didn't say which one.
Yeah. There's only one Gig that we know of.
Of course.
And we did talk to him a little bit, heard about your guys' hangout. He's reaching out to us right now to do, this is called a second date update, because we're trying to help him figure out if anything went wrong that day.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there was a reason.
Okay.
Well, I mean, just can you tell us overall, like, what did you think of Gig?
I mean, the date was fine, and especially in the beginning. Like, he has a lot of energy. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but it's like a little intense.
Was it too much for you? I know that, like, sometimes when people can't turn it off, that it can actually become exhausting at some points.
Us energetic boys can be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Even to ourselves.
Yeah.
He was very positive when we talked to him.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely, definitely positive.
Okay.
And I think it's wonderful that he loves being a father. I do not have children, but I'm open to dating people with children. I respect it, all of it, but it was a lot. We spoke about them the majority of our conversation.
Okay.
Was it too much for you then?
What happened was too much for me.
Oh, there was an incident?
Yes. So I went to the bathroom, and when I came back, he was just like, two people want to meet you. And I was like, what? Oh. And so he like pulled out his cell phone, and his two sons are on FaceTime.
Oh.
And he's like, meet my kids.
Oh, okay. Well, we did not know that there was a FaceTime call with his children.
Did that happen? Where were you guys when that happened?
In the restaurant.
Oh, that's intense. With no warning.
No warning. And also, like, how many dates do you do this on? This is our first date.
Okay. But what if the kids called? They happened to be on the phone. And he didn't say, like, meet my date, meet my... the lady I'm going to take home tonight, right?
Meet
like
your future mommy.
They said meet my girlfriend or something. I couldn't remember what he said, but I was like
meet my friend.
Are you sure it wasn't meet my friend? And you just...
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. But it doesn't matter. Like if his kids called during dinner, that is fine. You want to step outside? You want to talk to your children? That's fine.
I mean, what were you saying to his kids during the FaceTime call?
Yeah, how did that go?
I didn't know what to say. So I just was like, hi, it's nice to meet you. And, you know, I don't want to be mean to children, but I was.
You never want to hear the phrase, I don't want to be mean to children, but.
Wait, how long were you on FaceTime with the kids?
I mean, I made it short and sweet, and I was hoping he'd kind of get the hint, but eventually I was like, okay, like, I'm going to.
So it wasn't the amount of time you spent on the phone with the kids. It was just the fact that he kind of sprung the kids on you.
Yeah.
Yes. And also, like, it is our first date. Like, is that something he often does? I would never do that.
See, I know didn't even think of that.
I know you're not a big fan of having things sprung on you all of a sudden,
but...
Unfortunately, I need to tell you. Yeah, it's not the kids.
Stop it.
Gig actually is on the other line right now.
Seriously, though.
What's up, Gabriella? Hey, honestly, I don't see what the big deal is. You know what I mean? I introduce my kids to my dates. I mean, that's part of my life.
You always do that?
Oh.
Is that what you're saying, Gabe? Or Gig? God, it's so
hard
for me.
Stop it.
Well, it's just like Gabriella and Gig.
Can you at least write it down together?
Write it down. They're two totally different names.
Sorry. Gig. Is this something you do every time?
You know, I'm not ashamed to say I do it every single date.
Do you do that on purpose, like to gauge their view of the date?
I just think it's a little ridiculous to have to wait 6-7 months to meet the woman that I'm dating. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're involved in my life.
I think that there's probably some healthy things in there that you may want to talk to, like, a family therapist to find some...
Can you not recommend therapy to every single listener that comes to our show? It's a little insulting.
What are you saying?
Gig, we apologize. I think you're fine and you don't need any therapy. You're a great dad. Keep talking to Gabriella.
Gabriella, listen. I didn't even tell you this, but since I got you on the phone, they both really like you.
Hey.
They rated you a 7.5.
Wait, you guys have a rating? What? Like a family rating system of daddy's dates?
Gabriella, that's huge. That's okay, huge. They hardly ever do that.
Do I have to?
That's the highest rating in the
world. Wow.
I really don't want to talk about what I'm rated. I really don't.
I don't know
if that's healthy behavior.
It's not what Gig is rating you. That's what his kids are rating you.
No, we got that.
I'm just saying, don't hold it against Gig what his kids think.
Gig, what's the scale? Like, they're rating it a hotness? Or is this like a...
Maybe we shouldn't break it down.
I don't want to know their children. They shouldn't be rating people. Like, I don't... Like, Gig, you sound like a really positive guy, but maybe that's something you take out of your
repertoire.
Okay, yeah. You know what? That might be some fair advice for once from Brooke.
Imagine the other day, it's like, Dad, she's a fwee. I don't like her, boo.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, but I think overall, Gabriella, what he's trying to say, they really like you. He's just trying to involve you in his life because that's the type of fun guy that he is.
Oh, God.
And he's really close.
Speaking of liking you, my 5-year-old son, Eli.
Five?
Yeah, 5-year-old son. He made you an ashtray at school.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
An ashtray?
Does she look like a smoker?
Is this a joke?
What school is he going to?
It's a clay. It's a little clay pot. You can use it as a candy dish if you're not.
Okay,
that's
better. It's like a ceramic bowl.
Let's call it that to him as well. I mean, okay, to the 5-year-old.
I feel a lot of positive vibes, at least coming from our side and from Gig's side. We just need a yes from Gabriella now to go out on a second date, a date that we would pay for.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Come on, Chuck E. Cheese date with the kids.
Yeah.
Gig, I'm sorry, man. Like, I know there's definitely a match out there for you. It's just not Gabriella.
Okay. Yeah. And also, like, maybe, like...
No, Brooke, no, enough. We've got enough tidbits.
I just want to get rid of the rating system and the ashtrays, Jeffrey. Okay. They shouldn't be part of childhood.
I get what's going on. Gig, can you have your kids go online and rate Brooke? She wants to know what they think of her.
So
Brooke, let's go on a date. Let's go on a date.
Wow. She loves you.
Brooke, you can bring your kids. He brings his kids.
I'll babysit.
No.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.